You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the performing arts in our area, and joining us is freelance art journalist and blogger Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Here to fill us in on the many performing arts events happening this fall, including a performance of a new play called Resisting. And the playwright is David Wells, also joining us now. Hi, David.
Hello.
I understand this is going to be the world premiere in Ann Arbor.
This is the world premiere, which means at a certain point you just have to stop writing and let the let the actors have some words locked in.
So tell us a little bit about the play.
The play is based on a true story out of Baltimore in 2012. A woman in her about 25 years old, a black woman who was driving home, had her daughter in the back seat, stuck in traffic for construction, had just been to the doctor's office. So she's dropping her daughter off so she can get back to work. She's an accountant. And on the sidewalk next to her, she sees a couple of police with a young man down on the ground, and they tase him. So she pulls out her phone in an attempt to intervene, and the police come after her, pull her from her car, and she ends up with a laundry list of charges from obstructing an officer, resisting arrest, and interestingly enough, both obstructing traffic and reckless driving at the same time, which is a tough draw. This is her story, and we follow her through down the rabbit hole of the criminal justice system.
So what was it about this story that inspired you to write a play focused on this event and what followed?
I learned about it while reading an article about broken windows policing, which actually, this isn't an exaggeration, I would say it is one of the most impactful sociological experiments that nobody's really talking about. So it was the opportunity to delve into broken windows policing without becoming a schoolhouse rock type informative piece, but have all these characters. We have four actors playing 11 different characters, two men, two women, two black, two white. So we see this whole trip through the criminal justice system from a lot of different perspectives and explore broken windows at the same time.
Everything you write in Resisting, is it all true, or did you embellish the story at all?
It's just the facts of the case are true, but no, I then turned to all of the actual characters. You know, they are fictionalized.
So what are the challenges of a play like this for you as a playwright?
Well, the first one is, I mean, this is the story of a black woman's journey. Can I even write that? I mean,
right.
I have to ask myself, you know, if a middle-aged white dude is going to write this story, who's the audience?
Right.
So the first thing I did was sit down with Emilio Rodriguez, who is one of the co-founders of Black and Brown Theater out of Detroit. Their mission is to do work that's created and directed and performed by people of color. And I said, Emilio, can I do this? Have you seen a play like this? And he encouraged me to go forward. So after that, it was sort of one of those It Takes a Village type situations where we did a reading in conjunction with Black and Brown Theater and the Black Theater Program at Wayne State. At that reading, I asked the black cast members and the black audience, I said, all right, just beat me up. Tell me everything I got wrong. You know, I can do research, mm-hmm. and I can empathize, and I can use my imagination, but I can't know this stuff.
Right.
But they said to a person, they said, you didn't get anything wrong. In fact, you just could have taken it further. Once I heard that, I said, all right, I can go forward with this project.
The play is having its world premiere at Theater Nova at the Yellow Barn in Ann Arbor. You've previously done work there, including Irrational, correct?
Yep, had Irrational there last year, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
which was a musical.
Yeah, very, very different.
Mm-hmm. Very different material.
When people see Resisting, how do you want them to feel? Were you trying to evoke a certain emotion or a lesson?
I think what they're going to come away with, if we did our jobs right, is a lot of conversation, because we tried to show things fairly equitably throughout the process. But there's some people that are clearly, you know, more of the black hats, and some of them are more of the heroes. But I think it's going to be a lot of conversation from people coming out of the theater.
That's David Wells. He's a playwright. His new play, Resisting, is premiering. Tell us when and where.
October 20th through November 19th, Theater Nova in Ann Arbor.
Thanks so much for sharing that with us here on 89.1 WEMU. Lots going on, Jen.
Yes, some concerts at the Michigan Theater coming up in the coming days. Some big ones, actually. The Violent Femmes. Are coming Sunday, October 29th at 7:30 p.m. Obviously most famous for Blister in the Sun. That's a very recognizable tune of theirs. Just a couple days later, on October 31st, Tori Amos will be coming to the Michigan Theater.
Every finger in the room is pointing at me. I want
A lot of good music from both of those. And speaking of which, a WEMU favorite is going to be performing as well.
Laith Al-Saadi will be there November 3rd at the Michigan Theater at 8 o'clock p.m. on Friday, November 3rd. And he's obviously a local favorite who's become an international star thanks to
right,
The Voice.
The Voice.
But he is always a joy to see play, and just to kind of spend the evening with him is a really special treat.
He performed at our WEMU Blues Barbecue.
That's right.
It's amazing to see him perform in person. You're just mesmerized and so pulled in by his voice and the songs that he has to sing. So if you'd like to see him, Michigan Theater on November 3rd. I've heard a lot of buzz about the new next UMS event that's coming up.
Well, one of them coming up is on November 6th, Bassem Youssef. And he is kind of known as being the Egyptian equivalent to Jon Stewart. He began this YouTube short show, like 5-minute show, in his laundry room, very modestly.
Seriously?
Yes.
Who hasn't wanted to do that? I do that every week.
This kind of political satire.
Okay, I don't do that.
It seemed to catch on. So he is giving a talk about his experience not only with kind of launching this show in Egypt during a time of political unrest, but how he was arrested and imprisoned as a result of that. So his talk is called The Joke is Mightier Than the Sword, and again, that will be at the Michigan Theater on November 6th.
November 6th. Tickets still available?
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on at U of M?
Art Spiegelman is coming as part of the Penny Stamps Lecture Series. He's the creator and artist behind the Mouse Books, which are these autobiographical graphic novels about growing up the son of a Holocaust survivor. It's an astonishing masterpiece of work. And so to see him and hear from him, I think, is a rare treat, especially since it's free because it's part of the Penny Stamps Lecture Series.
Every week they bring amazing artists to town.
Yes, they really do. So that's November 9th at 5 p.m.
And what's that called?
The talk that he's giving is called Comics is the Yiddish of Art.
That'll be interesting. Michigan Theater on November 9th. We hear about Hearsay events a lot, and I understand there's another one coming up.
There is, on November 9th at Pointless Brewery and Pub. The third edition of Hearsay. Now, the idea behind this is to kind of offer an evening of women storytellers, artists, singers, just different. It's kind of a variety show of all local women kind of pooling their talents together. And it's a great, fun, interesting, really cool evening. And the two previous iterations have sold out, and I expect that will be true for the third one as well.
Now, you've, Jen McKee, participated in
that. I have.
What did you do?
I read segments of my Hello Kitty diary from 7th grade and that were beautifully embarrassing. And then I also read a letter that I had written to my daughters after the election because I was just feeling very, very emotional about the whole thing. So I shared that the last time that I participated. So it's just a really interesting, fun night.
And it's all women and they all get up and do different things.
They do.
It's at Pointless Brewery and Pub on November 9th. And last but not least, we love our Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, and the next program on November 11th will be featuring the William Tell Overture, which, of course, we all know primarily because of the big finale that is known as the Lone Ranger theme. But the overture itself, obviously, is a much broader, with more variety to the piece than just that. But that's kind of the centerpiece of the show they're presenting on November 11th.
November 11th. Jen McKee, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU Art and Soul. Freelance art journalist and blogger, a2artsaddict.com is your site. Also local playwright David Wells, his new show Resisting, opening soon at Theater Nova in Ann Arbor. Thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.